Blog Talk Radio.
Shayla Day, produced by Albert Merle of Royal Soul Connection. Hey there out there. Thank you for listening in to blogtalkradio.com, and the show is Hear No Evil. You can call me every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-989-0761, 347-989-0761. Well, today is the birthday of our beloved President Barack Obama. He's 50 years old today, and believe me, he has earned every bit of those gray hairs that you see him wearing. So, I thank you, President Obama, and I wish you 50 more years on this earth. It has been a crazy week, a lot going on. First of all, I'd like to send out my condolences to, once again, to the family of the young Hasidic boy who was mutilated by mentally ill men just because he was lost and wanted to find his mom. I shout out to that family because we also have a few more missing children in New York City. It is, but this internet networking, social networks, should not be utilized by children. And I just feel that the youth are just out of control. I'm sorry what happened to this young lady. She was lured. But I think the parents are just giving too much freedom to their children. Now, between you and I think that the children are wild because we have dropped the ball. Do you feel that the local laws have taken the power out of the parents' hands? There are numbers now for youth to call if their parents hit them or chastise them. Where were these 800 numbers when I was a youngster? Do you think that abuse and discipline have been made to become equal? Call me now, 347-989-0761. I want to let everyone know about a book called For Girls Who Draw, Outside the Lines by Amir Head, represented by the CNC. Slated to call in last week, but unfortunately due to technical difficulties here at blogtalkradio.com, she was not able to get through. Was canceled. Rescheduled that. Hopefully she'll. But I'd like to read something that she wrote from her book, For Girls Who Draw Outside the Lines, called Eat Stuff. Strange fruit I must have eaten last night. Woke up acting crazy. I started questioning authorities that oppressed me. Acted a fool when I started indicting my prosecutors with the same crimes they cited me with, taking people's freedom, stealing from people's well-being, disrupting the peace, obstructing justice, seditious activities. Who gave me this fruit? Hell, it made me uncomfortable until I had to throw it up in my poisonous face. See, they placed it on my plate and gave me no choice to eat. They took away my choice to select what kind of fruit was suitable for my bowl. They took away my tropical flavors when they slapped the taste out of my mouth through ridicule and hateful rejection. When I reached for my fruit, they formed a puzzle of disproportionate measures that smashed it to pieces, bruised my poor fruit to the point I didn't want to eat it. It's ugly now. How will I ever want it again? I don't know. Guess I'll have to sit by another tree and wait for some knowledge to drop, because that fruit they gave me made me do some crazy stuff. Now, the reason I read that is because I have matched that the possibilities or the impossibilities of the youth. This country has failed our youth in insurmountable levels. And then, at the same time, this country has labeled our youth as Generation X. Now, I saw this system of neglect being produced about 2 decades ago. It is a systematic issue, systemic racism. It began when the drug epidemic was increased in the neighborhoods of the poor. The families of the poor that abused the drugs dropped the ball of responsibility. Most of these parents became separated for various reasons. Then unemployment happened. Then incarceration because of crimes of survival. But the children were left alone, while the parent, usually the mother, works or seeks help. No one is supervising the child. The neighborhood does not care because the neighborhood has been succumbed to the same poison. They're all eating the same strange fruit. So now the 80s babies are growing up rebellious. They're having kids at a young age because of lack of supervision and the need to love. No one is talking to them, but they are being propounded with media telling them that they're nothing, telling them that women are playthings, telling them that it is okay to have free sex, it is okay to dress below the normal standard, it is okay for women to be loose in the streets, and then you wonder why the kids are joining gangs. This has got to stop. So I say, put away that strange fruit. It's time for a new meal. It's time for a new lesson plan. Because we are seeing signs. And on that note, I want to present Young Dane's new record. This is the son of Dana Dane. Check it out. World upside down, they try to take it all while we drown and lay it all down. We're seeing sideways. World upside down, they try to take it all while we drown and lay it all down. We're seeing.
It's so hard to find love, I mean damn. It's so hard to find God, I mean damn. It's so hard to find anything that means anything anymore. And everything has its own price, every wrong has its own right. For every fast, there's a slow life. And the government said, we just need to stop the drug dealers, everything'll be alright. I said the rap game like the crack game, and the crack game same as the game played by officials. That's why that change ain't gonna happen till the politicians ain't stop playing with them damn missiles. We've arrived at a stalemate. And how the hell you gonna tell me who and who will not be kept breathing? Be at ease, son, we the people of the freedom. Yeah, that ain't that nice. We get left, cause we want right. We get death, cause we love life. We'll make the best out of our plight. Yeah, yeah, that ain't that nice. We get left, cause we want right. We get death, cause we love life. We'll make the best out of our plight. Yeah.
Well, that was Seeing Sideways. That was just a little snippet of what he has on his album. But check his stuff out. Google him and make sure you support our youth. See, it's very important that we support our youth because it is our responsibility to protect them. In order for them to become citizens of tomorrow. So we have to make sure they have the proper tools. You call 347-989-0761. 347-989-0761. I just want you to know that my book, Deadbeat, Take Care of Your Damn Kids, is available at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And right now we're having a sale there, so go to www.lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. Deadbeat and a of other books that I have written. Also, make sure you support independent authors. Some authors that seem to Tiffany Real, The Mind and Soul of Tiffany Real. Of course, Shonda Gay Dickerson, who wrote Lost Boys, and also Ernie Pinkley, a historical photographer, who has fallen ill, and we want everyone to please go to lulu.com and purchase by Ernie Pinicchioli, because he is falling short of having confidence in everyone's ability to embrace the greatest hip hop as well as other important figures. We have a caller on, calling from Albany. You're on the air.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello. How may I help you? And welcome to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Gerald Quick, a.k.a. Abdul Latif Salam.
Well, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, thank you for calling in. Yes, this may be our new co-host you have that radio voice. Tell the listening audience who you are and what you're up to.
Excuse me? I couldn't quite hear you. Say that again. Repeat that.
I said thank you for calling in. The listening audience who you are and what you're up to. Can you hear me?
No, we lost. You faded out.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Please let the listening audience know what you're into and how. Well, first of all, the topic is why are the youth so wild? What do you have to say about that?
Well, based on common knowledge of today's youth and what goes on in society. For me, it's like they don't have enough to do. There's no program set up for youth to do things, you know, like positive things, like the PAL had established back in the days. There's no organizations. Nobody's like stepping forward and saying, okay, let's save the children. You know, let's set up programs, after school programs, recreational programs, educational programs. You know, everybody's just focusing on other areas of life. And the kids are the future. And you know, my understanding and based on my experience, the children are like crops. If you don't cultivate the crops, they're not going to bear no fruit. You know, they're not going to grow into nothing. And people that the powers that be or whatever you want to call it, the politicians, whoever, the lawmakers, the lobbyists, they need to really, really focus on the kids. They, you know, everybody's, I can understand the debt and the economy, everything is in the situation that it's in. However, you have to plan for the future. To plan for the future, you have to make sure the future is secure. In order to do that, you have to set aside something for the kids to grow on, education. Everybody's always stressing education is the key, education is the key. If you don't have programs set up for education or recreational that leads to education or whatever, there's nothing going to be, you know, accomplished. And this leads to more economic struggle, more negative elements, more negative thinking, and when you add two negatives together, you get nothing but conflict, negative conflict, which leads to black-on-black violence, kids attacking anybody. They reckless. You know, they're all over
the place. Okay, now, you said black-on-black crime. Black-on-black crime does this, but black-on-black people are not the only people them.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
There's always that one person
hello, hello, hello.
That will always have your heart. You never see it coming because you're blinded
hello, hello,
from
hello.
The start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl.
We had a serious technical difficulty where I was actually disconnected from the entire network. So, caller and listeners, I apologize for that. I don't know what's been going on, but with everything that is streamed or live or anything technical, as you know, we will have kinks. So I'm sorry that you were disconnected, caller, and do call in. And those of you that are listening, I apologize once again. We'll be right back. Once again, we want to apologize for those technical difficulties, but all callers, please stand by. Yes, we were having a discussion with a gentleman who was giving his opinion, and I was reiterating that blacks are not the only youth that are suffering, yet they are the ones that are polarized as much as being wild. Why is that, sir?
Well, I think it's my I mean, it's a lot of areas that lead to this situation, but the main issue is that there's nothing in place for the youth, whether it's white, black, Hispanic, regardless of whatever. There's nothing in place for the youth.
But there will be opponents that disagree that there are after school programs, are resources available, there are educational resources available, but people are not taking advantage of them.
Okay, so that means that there's another problem. There's a deep rooted problem that still exists then, because it has to start somewhere. And you know, it's sad to say, but most problems start within the household. And you know, most of
exactly.
the kids that are wild and loose are out there in the street hanging out in gangs or on drugs or whatever. They come from a dysfunctional or a disrupted household environment. You know, it's one thing to come from a family where it's an economic struggle, but when you have an emotional struggle and physical abuse is running rampant and a lot of other drug abuse and all the other negative elements, then it's nothing really there for the child to do but latch on to something else, which is out there in the street, joining gangs, looking for love in the wrong places, and with being in the street in a world where it's like every man for himself basically now, you know, nobody's guiding nobody. Nobody's really saying, come on, you don't. I mean, you got a few people that might say, okay, look, you need to straighten out and do the right thing. But how many people are really, really taking the initiative to say, hold up, something really needs to be done on a large, large scale? I mean, something that's going to affect everybody, not just one ethnic group. Every child must be saved. You know, it's not about a select few, or because you come from this group of people or this type of family or a well-to-do family, we're going to save you. But everybody else, we get in line and we'll get you as we get you. It shouldn't be like that, because
the youth
are like babies. They're innocent in this. But if they come from a messed up structured household, then you can't expect them to really take the initiative to want to do anything. I mean, you could take 20 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 20 kids, you might find five that's really want to focus and do the right thing. So you got 15 kids that's off the hook. Then you multiply
okay,
that 15.
Okay, so are you saying that the confidence level is not there? Suppose kids that never had family structure, that come from foster care, that don't do that. So what do you say about that?
Well, you have situations where I've known situations where people have went into foster care and become successful. Young teenagers went on to college, went on, got the education because it was in them. They had that desire in them already, and by being placed in the foster care system, they didn't allow that situation to damper their desires to accomplish something. But when every situation is different, and it's sad to say that, like I said, the numbers are really like very large. Just like I said, you could take 20 people, five might make it, 15 is still out there. Out of the 15, seven might end up in prison or dead. Then you got the other seven or six that's just they could be anywhere. I mean, and it's sad because, like I said, if you don't have nothing, it has to start somewhere, and when you venture outside the house, like a kid could be one way around his parents or around his foster parents, a goody-goody or go-to-school type of kid, everything. But once he's outside around his peers, he's somebody else. He's subjected to peer pressure. He's subjected to materialistic pressure, you know, the fast life, because he wants what somebody else is getting, you know, whether it be through gang violence or through gang activity, through drug sales, through prostitution, through whatever. And that has an effect on a child, especially a young child under the age of 15, because the ages from 10 years old to at least 13, those are the ages that you're making an impression, a good or a bad impression on a child, and it's a lasting effect. I've seen it happen.
Well, guess what? The mayor, that's a very great point, sir, and the mayor of New York today had a youth initiative. It was live, and everyone's going to follow up on it, and those of you out there that have youth-based oriented programs should contact nyc.gov and reach out to the mayor, because he has linked up Health and Human Services with Department of Corrections and various other businesses to establish a youth initiative for Black and Hispanic males age 16 to 24. They are committed to spending $127 million on programs that will help them in areas such as mentoring, employment, education, legal, and health. Now, this, hello, are you
I'm
there?
Here. Yes.
Okay, you may want to turn your, you may want to move away from your computer a little bit, because that may be a reason why you got disconnected. So my thing is that the mayor sees that there is a large proportion of youth incarcerated, and anybody with any sense will know that the youth is what creates. This is where the mind is developed. These are where the thinkers are for the next generation, as you mentioned before, as the future. So if all of our youth are incarcerated, who's going to be creating new jobs and who's going to help the economy?
Absolutely.
So
that's a very good point.
It is very important to invest in our youth. And unfortunately, a lot of these males are coming from homes that, as you said, are malfunctioning, either from a financial, emotional, mental point of view, and therefore they don't have those positive role models that are in them. And also, that also is the reason why a lot of the youth are systemically damaged, because the different legal systems are raising them and not parents. Now they got these 800 numbers that they can call if the chastised. Where were those numbers when my mother was throwing, you know, tantrums and beating people and, you know, where were these ACSs and BCWs? They didn't exist. Why? Because the parents disciplined you, the neighborhood looked out for you, and the teachers were able to discipline you. So
that's what leads me back to say what I was saying about, you know, there's nothing in place anymore. Everything is out of disarray. Nothing is established. And the only thing that's established is crime and punishment. You commit a crime, you're going to get punished. And somebody's going to get paid for your crime and punishment. And
that's right, because that's free labor.
Absolutely, absolutely. And but at the same time, too, you know, like you said, the mayor has this program established. It's really up to the parents and the older citizens that really are concerned to get involved too. If you have any kind of influence on any kind of child or any kind of, or group of children, gather them up and set up something. Talk to these kids. Get to know what's in their head. Get inside their heads. You know, find out what makes them do the things that they do. That way, you'll better understand how to combat their situation better. But if you just look at them as like wild animal or savages that they are, you're never going to understand them. You know,
exactly.
I know from firsthand experience, because I've been around a lot of young people, and they look for guidance. They look for a certain level of you know, leadership in people. And once they cling on to it, 9 times out of 10, it's somebody in a gang, or it's some hustler in the street, or it's some slick talking guy that really has an ulterior motive that's hidden away. And they usually end up suffering. They might get what they can get from that situation, but they're tarnished. They're tampered with. They're damaged goods. You know, and it's sad because, you know, it's like nobody cares no more. But yet.
Okay. You made a good point about the influences that are out there that are negative. But what about the positive influences and the resources that are there? And you can't say they're not known because the kids nowadays have access to the internet. They're always texting. So what is it? I think that they've become desensitized because they have been living for this wild sensation and these video games of violence, the music videos of violence.
The media, the video games, the music. The fashion, everything ties into one ball. It's like the Temptations song years ago, the ball of confusion. That's what it is right now. It's a ball of confusion. And you know, you can't, it's hard for you to pick away at the ball and pick out pieces because there's so much in it now. You know, it's not just, you know, you could just, okay, if you just separate the violence, you still have other issues. You have self-esteem issues. You have learning disabilities. You have so many issues that have to be dealt with. But if nobody's experienced in how to combat these areas, you know, nobody, like I said, you can't combat a situation if you don't understand the situation. And most times people don't understand nothing because they rebel against it. Anything you don't understand, you rebel against, or you find fault in it, or you put blame on something or somebody, when really you should be the one to take the initiative to say, well, if you recognize the situation, put the first step forward and do something about it. You might start a domino effect, you know, and that's what I plan on trying to do in my talk and talking to, like, the youth that I do talk to when I do my advocacy work for HIV and AIDS, giving out free HIV tests up here in Albany, because a lot of people are so uneducated. They're so out there, you know, they you know, you see them walking around with pants hanging off their body. They're exposing themselves. They think that that's a fashion statement. That's not a fashion statement. That's a prison statement. That statement of hanging your pants below your waistline, below your buttocks, showing your underwear, that came from prison. For everybody that doesn't know, that comes from prison. Booty bandits in prison said that they started that trend. And somehow or another, it spilled over into society, and now everybody thinks that's a fashion statement. That's not a fashion statement. That's a humiliation statement.
It stems over from rappers that went to jail.
Well, and that's sad to say because that's you painting a picture that you either are in the closet, trying to come out the closet, or are you just promoting homosexuality altogether and saying you don't care? Mm-hmm. I mean, and then when you paint those kind of pictures, you have other people that's adding fuel to the fire by commenting on those situations instead of trying to, you know, like, show some kind of deterrent from it. Like, you know, if I see you doing something wrong, like you said, back in the days, if I did something wrong, I've had dope fiends chastise me and take me home to my mother or my grandmother and tell them that I did something wrong. So it's no more of that. Now you getting high with the dope fiends, or you working for the dope fiends, or working with the dope fiends. It's nobody saying, it's nobody helping each other. It's no more help the next person. It's no more each one teach one. I mean, it is, but it's not. You know, I mean, I look at people like Pee Wee Kirkland, where he came from and what he's doing now. You know, I look at people that's pillars of the community now. But at the same time, you have a vast majority of people who still think it's cool to live that fast life. You know, and it's not a pretty picture. You know, it's not a pretty picture.
So you said that you're working on programs to help people. What else are you into? Because you sound like you're doing a lot.
Well, right now
What's your organization?
My name of my organization is called E-Ford Enterprises, Education for All Real Direction.
What is
it? E-Ford Enterprises. E-F-O-R-D. I took my family's name and turned it into an acronym, Education for Our Real Direction. And that's what we are lacking, a real direction, because the kids are all over the place. And you have to start small and cause a snowball effect. You know how they say the ish rolls downhill? Well, this is an uphill battle, and it's even harder because you got to push this ball up the hill to level ground. Once you get to level ground, then you'll be able to establish things. Once you get established things tend to grow, but it's a process, and through this process, you have to, if I can just get one child a day, I'm good, you know, so that's my goal, and that's the goal, that should be the goal of everybody, if you're concerned about any kid, whether it's your own, whether it's your nephew, whether it's your niece, you know. And then you have, I also look at the fact that you have people, it's sad to say, who are incarcerated. They take pictures while they're in prison, right? And this is a true fact because I've witnessed it, because I've been incarcerated myself, and I've watched these guys. They go to prison, and there was dope fiends and crackheads in the street. They go to prison, they get their weight back, they take a hair, they get a haircut, they do a couple of push-ups to get pumped up. They go borrow their friend's eyeglasses or their gold chain. They take a picture, and they send that picture home to their nieces and nephews. Now you're painting a picture to your niece and nephew that it's cool to go to jail. Knowing that you was a drug seller or you was a gangbanger, so now they want to follow in your footsteps. You're painting a negative paper trail for your relatives and other kids to follow. So whereas what you should do is let them know what they're going to go through if they actually come to prison or if they actually keep traveling down the road that they're going to travel in. It's just sheer doctrine. You're not going to reach the goal you're going to reach. If you think you're going to be the next big-time kingpin, look what happened to the people that came before you, all the John Gottis and the Nicky Bonds and the Fat Cats. And look at all of them. Look where they are now. You know, this situation is designed to run a certain way. And if you're not part of the people who make this design, you're not gonna change anything. You have to step away from the design and redesign a design. The same way somebody designed a design, you have to redesign. You have to design a design. Anything that's built is built to be destroyed. Anything that's designed is designed to go on and on and on. It's like a hamster inside that cage and that wheel. You're just running in the wheel. You're not going nowhere. You got to step outside that wheel. Don't step outside the box. Step off that wheel. Step off that treadmill of negativity and get on the path to the righteousness, to the what's good, what's really good out there. You know, you don't have to follow the next person because this person is in a gang. Go to the library. Go to a museum. Go read a book. Learn your history. Learn where your ancestors come from. Learn what your ancestors went through. Because you're going through the same thing right now. It's just modernized. It's technology that took it away now. So
you made some very good points, and we hope that you call in weekly at 6:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Our listening audience contact you if they want to get involved with what you're doing, or is there an email address that you can leave?
If anyone would like to contact me with any ideas, suggestions, or whatever, comments, whatever, you can contact me via email or Facebook. I'm on Facebook at Gerald.Quick1, @Facebook.com, and I'm also on BlackHoodInc@Yahoo.com, and you can contact me and leave a message or whatever, and I'll get back to you, or I'll email you back. I'll return all emails. I'm looking for feedback. I'm looking for positive growth because I'm really trying to do this thing, get this E4 Enterprise thing off the ground, up and running, because it's all about saving the kids. Kids is the future.
Exactly.
And if people in my generation, I'm 49 years old, and by the grace and mercy of Allah, I turn 49 years old. And when I get 60, 70 years old, and I'm still around, I want somebody that got some sense looking after me. I don't want no knucklehead that's going to be just rolling me in a wheelchair in the corner and leaving me, if I make it to that stage. I don't want to be stuck in a hole in the back of the nursing home where they forgot about me by the storage closet. I don't want to be a victim like that. And that goes on as we speak, too, but that's later for another topic or at another time. But, I appreciate the feedback, being able to speak on things, and I'll be gladly to keep calling in and basically get more affiliated with the show. Again, my name is, for everybody who doesn't know, my name is Gerald Quick, a.k.a. Abdul Latif Salam. I'm the president and founder of E4 Enterprise Black Hood, Inc., and I'm in Albany, New York, and I'm welcome to all suggestions, comments, and feedback.
Thank you so much. And we're going to end the show with positive reinforcements, get positive results, take care of yourself, love yourself, and your family, and we're going to end the show with a song by Shayla Day, produced by Royal Soul Connection TV host Albert Merle. And until next week, tune in every Thursday at 6:30, between 6:30 and 7, on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, and you can call in the show every Thursday at 6:30. at 347-989-0761. And don't forget, pick up my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And to learn more about advertising on blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil, go to futurenetworkproductions.com. Until next week, take care. Bye-bye.
Come on.